This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
Hey, again, I just want to thank the people at Goldline for making this serial possible. People around the world are losing trust in governments. Is your family prepared for the next crisis? The world markets are reflecting our despair, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Make sure your family is protected. Turn to the recognized safe haven asset that has been a valued storehouse of wealth for centuries. It's gold. Call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend it. You know and I know that the world is on fire. People don't trust their government. The world markets are reflecting all of this. Deutsche Bank is down 20% in the last 10 days alone. I don't know what it's done lately. But I want you to call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend. These are really good people. 877-370-COIN. 877-370-COIN. Goldline also offers their groundbreaking price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So call 877-370-COIN. 55-year history of helping people just like you, just like me. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Goldline. 1-877-370-COIN or goldline.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
What's a barrel shroud and why should we regulate?
I actually don't know what a barrel shroud is.
Okay, because it's in your
legislation. It's a shoulder thing that goes up.
No.
This right here has ability with a 30 caliber clip to disperse with 30 bullets within half a second. 30 magazine clip in half a second.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
Pistols are different. You have to pull the trigger each time. An assault weapon, you basically hold it, goes... Blah, blah, blah.
You might think that politicians would at least learn enough about guns to know what they're talking about when they speak out vehemently against them. But they don't. In this series, we have focused on America's founding fathers' intent for gun ownership, which they made crystal clear in the Second Amendment. We've also delved into the gun bans around the world and discovered how absolutely ineffective they've been. Sadly, here in the United States, progressives use every single mass shooting as another opportunity to infringe on American citizens' right to bear arms. This has all been seen before, as it was seen in Australia and the UK. Former California state legislator Tim Donnelly explains the progressive agenda since the tragedy at Sandy Hook.
There's not a single law that was proposed across the entire United States that would have prevented that tragedy. In fact, that kid tried to buy the weapon at a gun store and wouldn't take the background check, and therefore he was denied the right to legally purchase a firearm.
Progressives know full well that what they propose wouldn't have stopped any of the mass shootings that have taken place. But their typical refrain is this:
we have got to do something about gun violence in America.
We have to do something, right? Not the right thing, just something. We have to do something. Something that will make us all feel good, even if it results in Americans losing a God-given, enshrined right. But it's not just about doing something. Often, progressives flat out lie.
We know that states with the most gun laws tend to have the fewest gun deaths. So the notion that gun laws don't work or just will make it harder for law-abiding citizens and criminals will still get their guns, it's not borne out by the evidence.
Barack Obama knows that what he's saying is simply not true. But he was very careful to spin that statement to make it about states, when he knows full well that cities like Chicago and Washington, D.C. have the toughest gun laws in the nation. They also have two of the highest rates of gun murders in the nation for large cities, whereas Illinois has a gun murder rate of 2.8 per 100,000. But Chicago is right at 16, five times the rate of Illinois. Maryland's is 5.1. Virginia's is 3.1. But Washington, D.C., 16.5. Overall, Louisiana's rate is fairly high, 7.7. But considering the progressive run and controlled New Orleans rate is 19, that just might have something to do with the overall rate for Louisiana as a whole. Another progressive, Senator Dianne Feinstein, was caught in another lie in an interview about her gun control legislation on PBS.
What do you say to people who support the right to own arms, that this is the camel's nose under the tent, and the next thing you'll be after concealed carry weapons, you'll be after other kinds of gun rights?
Well, that's just not true. It wasn't true with the prior bill that was the law for 10 years. And I just think, candidly, that dog doesn't hunt.
Why shouldn't it be true? Why wouldn't you want to go after those other laws?
Because that's not what I've done in the past, and it's not what I'm doing right now.
It's not what she's done in the past, and it's not what she's doing right now? Here's what she said in the past.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
Even though progressives have been unsuccessful so far at overturning the Second Amendment, they have made inroads, like gun-free zones, where guns are supposedly not allowed. Recently, a local news anchor spoke with a district court judge who, as a U.S. attorney, helped create gun-free zones.
It has saved countless lives in the past 20 years.
I think Mr. Stockman's intents are good. He can amend the law and allow certain individuals to carry guns on school zones. That is a much easier proposal than eliminating the law.
Have gun-free zones saved countless lives? Because to many, it would seem that most, if not all, of these mass shooting events have taken place at so-called gun-free zones. Schools, the post office, malls. A fact-check news segment with Ben Swan called Reality Check actually looked into the facts. And claims by left-wing publication Media Matters.
The debate over gun-free zones is a heated one. Conservative media, after a shooting like the one at the Umpqua Community College in Oregon, immediately begin to say that we need to consider gun-free zones as part of the problem. Media on the left fires back that those claims are simply untrue. Take, for instance, an article published by Media Matters for America. It states this, quote, despite claims about gun-free zones, the overwhelming majority of mass shootings actually occur where guns are allowed to be carried. So where are the numbers to back that statement up? Well, it actually comes from a report from a group called Every Town for Gun Safety. That report was published last year. It states that only 14% of mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones. Only 14%. Every Town claims that 86% of such incidents occurred in places where guns are allowed. The only problem with that analysis is that, according to the Crime Prevention Research Center, the Every Town analysis is wrong.
Interesting. Is it possible that an anti-gun crusader, Michael Bloomberg's Every Town group, had an agenda and may have been somewhat dishonest in gathering its figures? Yes. It does appear possible.
See, Every Town's recent analysis of mass shootings is riddled with errors. Mistakes are made on a number of mass shootings, as well as the extent of mental illness, the killer's ages, and even where the attacks occurred. So what are the correct numbers? Well, in order to get them, Crime Prevention Research Center looked at mass public shootings since the beginning of 2009. They focused on attacks that have particularly terrified Americans, the mass shootings that take place in public places. These are shootings about which they say the point of such crimes is to kill as many people as possible and create as much carnage as possible in order to obtain media attention. Also, they focused exclusively on shootings, excluding such attacks as the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing. They also exclude gang violence and turf wars, again focusing only on mass shootings designed to create terror. In those cases, what did they find? Well, from January of 2009 through the middle of July of 2014, there were 25 mass public shootings where at least four people were killed with a gun. Of those shootings, 8% of mass public shootings have occurred in places where civilians are allowed to defend themselves. But the other 92% happened in a so-called gun-free zone.
If you don't believe the numbers, maybe the shooters themselves will convince you.
Aside from those statistics, consider what some of these mass shooters themselves have said. Elliot Roger, who shot to death three people in Santa Barbara, explained why he picked his target. In his 141-page manifesto, he said that he chose to skip at least one location for the shooting because he worried that someone with a gun, specifically armed police, might stop him before he could kill enough people. Or James Holmes, the killer at the Colorado movie theater. He lived within a 20-minute drive of seven movie theaters that were showing the premiere of the Batman movie. But he chose the one single theater that banned guns. And possibly the most shocking example to people, the Fort Hood shooting in 2009, where 13 people were killed, 30 others were wounded. Or the Washington, D.C. Naval Yard shooting, where 12 people were killed and 8 wounded. Or even the Navy Recruiting Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, earlier this year, where 4 Marines were killed. All three military installations that are gun-free zones, with the exception of military police, who are allowed to be armed.
What we do know is progressives will continue to make an illogical and emotional case.
It is so important when we lose 90 people a day, 33,000 Americans every year, and when you have met as many victims of gun violence as I have, when you've sat there and you've listened to their stories about losing a child, losing a husband, losing a parent. And I've met with the mothers who have lost children to gun violence by police hands, by, you know, more likely gun and gang deadly combination. I've just met so many people from Columbine to Sandy Hook. I just can't remain silent. And I think we are at a turning point. And what I said to the man here is, you know, there needs to be a rival organization to the NRA of responsible gun owners who know that their hunting rights,
moms demand action.
They're collecting rights. All of that is not going to be affected. So I'm going to keep beating the drum.
But the problem will never be solved until they stop blaming the guns and start concentrating on the people pulling the triggers. How have they gotten to that stage? What contributed to it? Broken families? Drugs? Mental illness? In the final segment of this series, we'll focus on where we are today. How can we protect this constitutional right to defend ourselves while protecting our families and our nation?
Glenn Beck.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Hey, again, I just want to thank the people at Goldline for making this serial possible. People around the world are losing trust in governments. Is your family prepared for the next crisis? The world markets are reflecting our despair, and I don't know what tomorrow will bring. Make sure your family is protected. Turn to the recognized safe haven asset that has been a valued storehouse of wealth for centuries. It's gold. Call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend it. You know and I know that the world is on fire. People don't trust their government. The world markets are reflecting all of this. Deutsche Bank is down 20% in the last 10 days alone. I don't know what it's done lately. But I want you to call Goldline, the only company that I trust and recommend. These are really good people. 877-370-COIN. 877-370-COIN. Goldline also offers their groundbreaking price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So call 877-370-COIN. 55-year history of helping people just like you, just like me. Read their important risk information and find out if gold or silver is right for you. Goldline, 1-877-370-COIN or goldline.com.